Hello and welcome to the Monday, March 18th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Friday, Mark Baggett continued his excellent series of diaries, arguing that you should wipe your trife after a compromise, and he's offering two more techniques that an attacker may use to escape detection. The first one essentially just involves dropping a binary program.exe in the root of the C drive and then waiting for one of the unescaped space vulnerabilities to actually launch that executable. We have had quite a number of submissions of these unescaped space vulnerabilities, so they're certainly very common, and it shouldn't take too long for a program.exe to start in this case. The other technique that Mark offers uses the service failure recovery startups. Essentially, you just tell the service recovery to start the program for you. So these are just two more techniques. Of course, there are many more, and if you need to argue with someone why they should wipe the drive, I think these methods that Mark offered here should give you sort of some real-world threats of what may happen if you don't. Well, while antivirus or anti-malware isn't always successful in deleting all artifacts left behind by an exploit, it's sometimes a little bit overzealous and marking legit files as malicious. This happened yet again, and this time it's AVG antivirus that does mark Wintrust.dll as malicious on Windows XP machines. As Mark mentioned here, it may actually be time to finally get rid of Windows XP, but I know there are still a lot of people that use it, and it's certainly not good for AVG to mark the system file as malicious and cause systems to crash. Recovering is not easy. You need to actually then boot from a recovery disk, find a copy of Wintrust.dll and copy it over, and there may actually be additional files that are affected by this particular false positive. Well, but let's see what we have in other news. And at the top of the news here, a really interesting story about the security of surveillance cameras. A casino in Australia was a victim of an exploit where a gambler gained access to the surveillance camera in a high-stakes poker room and then had an accomplice feed information about the cards that the other gamblers held back to him via a wireless link. Now, I assume this was a little bit more sophisticated connection. Usually, casinos are pretty savvy in disrupting some of these wireless connections, but this gambler managed to win $33 million with the help of his assistant monitoring the video cameras. At this point, it doesn't look like the gambler got arrested. Once the entire scheme came up, he was evicted from the casino and left Australia for his home country. Well, and last week I talked about the update that Apple released for OS X. At the time, I didn't have any details about the security content. Apple is always a little bit slow in publishing them, and there appears to be at least one critical vulnerability that's being fixed here, and it prevents Java from starting automatically even if the user turned it off in the browser. Turns out that JNLP files were part of the safe file type list that Apple maintains, and there's actually a second setting where you can prevent them from starting automatically. Highly recommended, by the way, to turn that off. But now JNLP files are no longer on the list, and as a result, they should no longer start unless you allow that in the browser. And security blogger Brian Krebs has been the victim of a tactic used by criminals in order to scare their critics called swatting. Swatting essentially means that a fake emergency call is placed, faking the caller ID of the victim, and then a SWAT team response is provoked by the local police. So Brian Krebs, when he opened his door, saw a SWAT team getting ready outside of his house. Luckily, nothing happened in this case. This is a very dangerous thing to do, and people have been hurt in the past in some of these swatting incidents. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.